The high-action drama series Alias returns to TV tonight, and on Sunday, 24 begins another season. TV critic David Bianculli has been waiting eagerly for both of them and has this review.
Two action dramas return to TV this week. There's Kiefer Sutherland saving the day, 1 hour at a time, on 24, and Jennifer Garner saving the world, one wig at a time, on Alias. And they have an awful lot in common. They have very attractive leads who shoulder the majority of the screen time. They move at a relentless pace. There's always a question about whom to trust, even among their fellow spies and loved ones. And every once in a while, both shows reinvent themselves by shaking things up entirely. Alias did it last year, after two seasons in which Jennifer Garner, as CIA agent Sidney Bristow, seemed to have settled into her world of espionage. She had made peace with her parents and bonded with a boyfriend, all of whom were fellow spies. Life seemed good. So series creator J.J. Abrams shook the show's foundations and Sidney's world by starting last season with a 2-year fast-forward. Sidney woke up in the Far East with no memory of those 2 years, and with all her loved ones presuming her dead. Her boyfriend had married another woman, and the entire season was a quest for Sidney to find her past, her place, and herself. On 24, every new day, each 24-episode cycle of hour-long real-time installments, has started with Kiefer Sutherland's Jack in a new place. This year, the story picks up 18 months later, and Jack starts off far away from the pressure cooker world of CTU, the counterterrorist unit. In the interim, he was dismissed from his job by the agency's new boss, and he's enjoying a quieter life with his new girlfriend. Her father, played by William Devane, happens to be Secretary of State, and in the opening hour of 24, he and his daughter are kidnapped by Middle Eastern terrorists. Needless to say, Jack is on the case, with or without official approval. And with the new CTU boss Aaron Driscoll being the one who fired Jack for being a heroin addict, he's not likely to get that approval. Alberta Watson, who played a similarly flinty spy boss on the TV version of La Femme Nikita, plays Aaron.
Aaron, I need to speak to you.
You're done here, Jack.
Just listen to me.
I'm detaining you.
Aaron, just listen to me. Secretary Heller is my responsibility. Now I need you to reinstate me on a provisional basis until I get him back.
You don't give me orders, Jack. I'm detaining you until an investigator from division can take your statement. I'm going to recommend that you be arrested for torturing a suspect and rendering him useless for questioning.
You weren't getting anywhere with him. Because of me, Sherrick told you everything he knows.
You better hope so. Would you please escort Mr. Bauer to a vacant office until division gets here?
The new year of 24 begins strongly, and William Devane, as the kidnapped Secretary of State, matches Sutherland in intensity and magnetic screen presence. The first 4 hours move swiftly, even in real time, and I can't wait to see more. As for the new Alias, the shift this year is a major effort to not only change things, but simplify them. Before the 2-hour season premiere is over, Sidney has walked away from her old job and colleagues at the CIA, but, as with Jack Bauer on 24, circumstances and fate dictate that she doesn't go far. This 2-hour Alias premiere isn't as strong as previous season openers, but it has a lot to accomplish and a lot of exposition to get through. And as revisionist history goes, it's a lot more satisfying than having Bobby Ewing step out of the shower, as he did on Dallas, to announce that the entire previous season was a dream. The dream for Alias is its new time slot. J.J. Abrams' drama never found the audience it deserved on Sunday nights. But now that his other primetime drama, Lost, is one of the season's biggest hits, ABC is rewarding Abrams by moving Alias to Wednesdays following Lost, hoping viewers will stay tuned for both shows. 24 also starts the season with an expanded premiere. 2 hours Sunday, two more on Monday. Then, like Alias, it moves to a new night and will be shown Mondays at 9. Both of these are smart scheduling moves, especially since the mid-season starts for these shows guarantee that they'll finish out the season without interruption. No repeats, no preemptions. Just two really good shows every week. Shows that seem even better when surrounded by such hideous mid-season reality series as Who's Your Daddy and The Will. Welcome back, Jack and Sidney. It's been a long wait, but it's worth it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.